Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
The Dow reaches record highs as the Fed pivots toward rate cuts in the future and holds the current rate for the third consecutive time. Meanwhile, U.S. retail sales abound, and while inflation is cooling, not everyone's feeling it. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, certainly the big news this week has got to be sort of a 1-2 punch. The Fed deciding we're going to leave well enough alone, even slightly suggesting there might be some rate reductions in the future. And the interesting point of seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average break another record, blazing past 37,000. Been an interesting week.
Yeah, Craig, it was a pretty exciting week. The one day we had a 500-point rise in the Dow Jones. By the way, it's taken 2 years to reach a new high. So we went through this 24-month period of kind of a malaise market, kind of a post-COVID, almost a depression from a person's mindset. The last couple of months have been pretty interesting. The Dow and S&P and the NASDAQ all hitting new highs. And I think there's some optimism, but let's call it a Santa Claus rally. The basic foundational issues are looking pretty darn attractive. And then Chairman Powell talked this week about the potential 3 rate reductions sometime in 2024. So all that optimism set the table for a pretty lucrative week in all the major indices. So we're going into Christmas with nice rally at our back. Some companies, by the way, are shedding some staffing. Etsy fell 2.2%. They're laying off 11% of their staff. So we've got some companies kind of right-sizing after some quarterly numbers came in, either in a disappointing fashion. And we had another investor group try to buy out Macy's for over $6 billion. So that was kind of a major announcement. Not sure if that will ever go through. But certainly that group is optimistic about Macy's, which we know is a fraction of the size it once was, maybe 15 or 20 years ago. What we're saying is on many fronts, even the home builders, Craig, the top 5, their stock prices buoyed nicely this past week, given the fact that their inventory and their management of those companies is much more decisive and much stronger than it used to be. They used to have all these commitments for land and materials, lumbers would be sitting around while the economy was in the doldrums. But they've learned to kind of the just-in-time inventory approach where they can pivot pretty quickly when markets either look more attractive or less attractive. So the home builders certainly have something positive to say about where this economy is going in 2024. Also, we know it's a presidential election year. We know there's lots of issues on the table. From an economic point of view, Wall Street looks at the political climate, and certainly it is a factor in where the economy is going. Chairman Powell did lay out some fairly upbeat approaches, specifically to cutting rates. He said no one's declaring victory just yet. We don't want to act premature. He even used the word cutting rates about 3 times in 2024. So that statement buoyed all the markets this week.
Pat, with inflation cooling, I'm curious, what is your sense? Kind of reading the tea leaves, the action by the Fed, holding the rates, signaling they may even begin to reduce rates in the new year. Is it time to set aside the notion that recession may be on our heels? For the longest time, we've been kind of quietly waiting and seeing whether or not recession was lurking. You've talked a lot about a soft landing. Is it finally time to shelve our recessionary fears?
I think so. I think that soft landing argument is something we're seeing. Price of a barrel of oil is around $70. It went up, I think, 1% this week. So the major indices that we track about 50 leading and lagging indicators, and they're suggesting this pattern of indicators is looking more and more favorable as we approach the end of this year. And there's some optimism that next year the soft landing argument will, in fact, be something that we'll experience. And it won't be the giant slowing in this recession or depression argument that we've heard for the last 6 to 9 months. So, and we'll see how all this rolls out. What happens in Washington, D.C. rolls right up the coast to New York and upsets the climate. Technically, there is no relationship, but we know emotion plays a big role in how Wall Street reacts.
Let's spend a moment talking about the current investment climate. Certainly, we've seen, as there's been a lot of volatility on the markets, folks running to other more fixed means of income. We've certainly seen some interesting developments take place in the 2-year Treasury notes. And I'm wondering now, while we're a scant couple of weeks away from Christmas, and undoubtedly folks won't be spending too much time reviewing the performance of their investments over 2023 until 2024 debuts, but once the new year gets here, what should folks be taking a look at in terms of their positions over the last year, and given some of the changes with reduction in inflation, job numbers seeming to be favorable towards, again, holding inflation steady, and the notion that we've just seen another record on Wall Street on the Dow. Does this suggest folks need to reevaluate their positions once the new year arrives?
Well, there's no question. This show is called Don't Invest and Forget for a reason. It really takes an active role in rotating in and out of sectors of the economy. So sector rotation continues to be important. And I think this is a pivotal time, Craig, in that we're seeing dramatic shifts, attention being given to heretofore sectors that weren't very participative. And I think in the first and second quarter of 24, we will see that evolution of activity in areas that perhaps was not, as I mentioned earlier, home builders. I think home builders are going to have a fairly illustrative year. That's my modest opinion. The interest rates will start to come down from 7 and change, probably somewhere in the 5 and change period, maybe even the high 4s. So you'll see that area of the economy be much more active. And what are the related industries? Home Depot, Lowe's, all the young ones are out buying homes. They're at Home Depot and Lowe's buying lawnmowers and wallpaper. And so there's lots of peripheral industries that are related to home builders. Automobile purchases, if interest rates do continue to slide, you'll see the auto market continue to improve next year. So it's those major purchases, as the interest rates come down, you'll see more activity in some of those major purchases. Looking at those sectors, you probably were not in those sectors in 2023 to a large extent. So it really speaks to dollar cost averaging, incrementally buying more of those industries that will be more productive in 2024 than they were in 2023. It's always an active review of where your portfolio is, from small cap to mid cap to large cap to emerging markets, global markets. Where is the better performing markets as we anticipate where 2024 is going?
So while it's fresh on your mind, why not schedule your appointment for a complimentary financial health and retirement plan review today? Even if you schedule that into the early part of January 2024, do it while it's on your mind, because as Pat always reminds us, don't invest and forget. To get more information and to schedule that complimentary appointment, call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE, 888-PLAN-WISE, or easier still, you can schedule your appointment online. Simply go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com.
Been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Fitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.